track three, and here are our headline stories. Street battle moves up a gear, with a potential legal challenge on the cards for Queen Street. Devon County Council could face a legal challenge against its pedestrian enhancement scheme for Newton Abbott's High Street, as a group of residents and businesses lawyer up in a bid to save the street from the scheme, which they say will kill the street. Feeling as though they have been left with no other option, the Queen Street Traders and Residents Association, known as QSTAR, has instructed solicitors. This comes ahead of a possible legal challenge to thwart the joint Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council venture. QSTAR is being represented by Lodders, a leading legal practice from the Midlands. Lodders represented the Totnes traders in their successful challenge to reverse the Devon County Council plans for the town's High Street. QSTAR was hopeful that letters from Newton Abbott Town Council and the Federation of Small Businesses, as well as representations from numerous other bodies and persons calling for the scheme to be paused and for renewed dialogue between concerned parties to take place, would be actioned. This did not happen, however, and the letters fell on deaf eyes, say QSTAR. The South Devon Alliance similarly feel as though their representations made at council have been largely ignored. At the present time, Lodders have issued QSTAR with advice, as well as outlining the four areas open to legal challenge. A letter will be sent to the Devon County Council clarifying this position. QSTAR hope this will prompt Devon County Council and the Teignbridge District Council to halt proceedings and engage with the group. Any legal challenge will, of course, carry a cost. Ashley Dawes of Dawes Accountants has been appointed as the treasurer of QSTAR. The association will be opening a bank account in anticipation of a crowdfunding campaign to support the legal challenge. In the meantime, QSTAR continue to lobby Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council to pause the scheme. A scheme altered to satisfy traders and residents could avoid unnecessary disruption and expense to everyone involved, a spokesperson for QSTAR said. We aim to have an update in the coming weeks, including the details of the failures that Lodders have outlined and the next steps we can take, the spokesman added.
Celebrations for Hope programme. Facilitators for a programme that has helped over 7,000 people across the Southwest manage their health condition have been thanked at a celebration event. The Hope, Help Overcoming Problems Effectively programme supports people to better manage their condition, symptoms and daily challenges. They give up their time to run the sessions and courses, which cover a range of different conditions and usually work in health and social care or have completed the programme themselves as a participant. There are over 100 trained HOPE programme facilitators in Devon, said Gabriella Matuskova, CEO of HOPE for the Community CIC, who licensed the programme to the NHS. The Hope Devon facilitators were invited to Exeter's Sandy Park for a networking opportunity, lunch, and a virtual reality experience alongside their fellow facilitators. We had a really wonderful and uplifting afternoon, celebrating all of our inspirational facilitators and the success of Devon in its spreading of the Hope programme across the county, said Olivia Waite, South Devon HOPE Programme Coordinator at Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust. With nearly 50 of our facilitators attending, it was an enjoyable few hours of networking, interactive activities and guest speakers. The HOPE Programme, developed by Coventry University, is an evidence-based self-management course. It focuses on bringing people in similar situations together to share and learn practical skills to take control of their health and well-being through group discussions, engaging activities, and goal-setting exercises. There are HOPE program courses supporting people living with pain and fatigue, anxiety and depression, long COVID, sensory loss, orthopedic surgery, caring for someone, and more. The courses are free to attend for anyone over the age of 18 and take place at various times and locations across Devon as well as online. A typical course is 6 weekly sessions that last for 2.5 hours. To find out more about the programme or register for one of the upcoming courses, contact 01803 320 600.
Final whistle for charity fundraising cafe owner. A Tynmouth cafe owner who has raised over £500,000 for charity is to retire in October. Melissa Middleton, BEM, has run the Whistle Stop Cafe at Tynmouth Railway Station since 2002. However, following the death of her beloved husband, Bill, 18 months ago, and with ongoing health issues, she's finally taking the advice of her doctors and hanging up her apron strings. My doctors have been asking me to give it up for the last 12 years. It's just pure stubbornness and my love for each and every one of the friends I've made that has kept me going. Melissa said, "I've made so many memories and met so many lovely people." Under Melissa's management, the Whistle Stop Cafe has helped many people over the years. The popular Pay It Forward programme encourages customers to put money for a drink or a meal into the cafe's kindness book for someone less fortunate. The cafe is a warm and welcoming place for anyone to meet other people and make memories, Melissa explained. At Christmas, the cafe collects toys and foods for hampers which are distributed through the homeless in Teambridge Support Food Bank. The cafe also runs regular raffles to raise money for charity. On Tuesday evenings, the Whistle Stop Cafe hosts a bike night, and Melissa's praised the bikers for the amount they have achieved with their fundraising efforts. "I love these nights," she added. "They bring me warmth and friendliness." And outside the cafe, a rack of donated coats is available for anyone who needs a warm or waterproof layer. Melissa's charitable work, which also includes supporting those in need in Kenya, as well as locally in Tynmouth, earned her a British Empire Medal, the BEM, in 2017. It's not yet clear who will take on the cafe, which is leased through GWR. And there's a photograph of Melissa outside the Whistle Stop Cafe.